Twitter files: former CIA agent tried to hide role at Twitter after smearing Hunter Biden laptop from hell story. By Alim Bokhari on August 31, 2023. A former CIA agent who signed the infamous open letter that smeared the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story as Russian disinformation later tried to conceal her role at Twitter, according to newly unearthed emails. Via the Twitter files, Substack journalist Texas Lindsay found an email from Nada Bakos, formerly a counterterrorism agent at the CIA, telling her superiors that she had locked down her LinkedIn and Twitter after the New York Post published a photo of her and other former intelligence officials who had signed the letter. Bakos is one of many former intelligence officials who were working at the same social media platforms that censored the laptop story. It is now an uncontested fact that the major social media platforms are in part moderated by members of the American intelligence community, an arm of the deep state watching over all of our online communications. Bakos was no different. As recently as March 2022, she was a director for policy enforcement at Twitter, now renamed as X, giving her direct authority over how the platform's content moderation policies are implemented. Via Texas Lindsay. Nada Bakos is a former CIA agent known for her work targeting terrorists post-9/11, in which she worked under former CIA Deputy Dear Mike Morrell, who was appointed to serve during the Obama administration. Morrell has since been revealed as the author of the now infamous letter signed by dozens of former intelligence officials who aimed to mislead the public into believing the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. Bakos was also once rumored to be the inspiration for Jessica Chastain's character in the 2012 film Zero Dark Thirty. However, Bakos stated in an interview that Chastain's character, Maya, was just an amalgamation of women I knew and worked with. Although Bakos still has her account set to private, web archives show she frequently shared and retweeted only negative and critical views of former President Trump, while seemingly only sharing the opposite for left-wing policies, candidates and ideologies. She seemed to have very positive view of Biden/Democrats. Which raises ethical questions of whether actions regarding the laptop or moderating content at Twitter were politically motivated. If Bakos was employed at Twitter in 2020, something that X/Twitter has yet to confirm, that would mean she could have influenced the suppression of the same story that she tried to discredit in the open letter, significantly impacting the outcome of the election. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. He is the author of #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election. Follow him on Twitter at Alim Bokhari.